dreamers and amateur astrologists should look to the night sky in mid-August. The Perseid meteor shower will light up the heavens in a dazzling display of shooting stars. They are visible for several weeks, but they will be brightest on certain nights. With the moon setting around midnight, the sky will be dark enough for viewing. The pre-dawn hours offer the best conditions to watch the show, and perhaps to make a wish. So what is a meteor exactly? It is not actually a star, but rather a piece of space debris falling down to Earth. It comes from the rubble trailing behind a comet, consisting of rocks and ice. While in space, it is called a meteoroid, and once on the ground, it is called a meteorite. But while it travels through our skies, it is a plain old meteor. When the Earth passes through a comet's trail, these particles enter the atmosphere, where they burn up and display streaks of light. The Perseid meteors come from the comet 109P/Swift-Tuttle, which is in a 133-year orbit around the Sun. The comet itself was last seen in 1992 and will not be seen again until 2125. But its long trail of debris produces a meteor shower every year. Its next pass, in 100 years' time, is predicted to be as bright as the comet Hale-Bopp in 1997, which was the brightest in recorded history. Swift-Tuttle is a very large comet. At 26 kilometres in diameter, it is twice the size of the one that supposedly killed the dinosaurs. The comet was named after two scientists, Lewis Swift and Horace Tuttle, who separately discovered the comet in 1862. The meteor's name derives from the constellation Perseus, after the eponymous hero from Greek mythology. Perseus lies in the northern sky in the shape of a sideways Y. Every year it provides the backdrop of the Perseid shower. This year promises to be quite spectacular, with up to 100 meteors per hour visible during the peak. According to NASA, they will travel at 59 kilometers per second, reaching temperatures of 1,650 degrees Celsius. The Perseids are best seen in areas with minimal light pollution, so the countryside or a park are ideal. Stargazing apps will help to locate the right place to look. Avoid looking at your phone and allow your eyes to adjust to the darkness. Then lie on your back, watch the show, and, if you are so inclined, wish upon a star.